When two people meet, they shake
hands.
And this part of the hand is the
palm.
And this is the
wrist.
And this part,
the forearm.
Okay. And this
elbow.
And this
chest.
And this
stomach.
And this. Just from your foot to your hip is your
leg.
Okay. And this
your knee.
And this part of the leg.
Thigh.
And this part.
Calf.
Okay. And the front part.
Shin.
Okay. And this part right here.
Ankle.
And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
And everybody walks on two.
2 feet.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term goozle?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what's a goozle?
It's not Adam's apple. It's referred to as the part the food goes down.
Okay, so it's part of the throat.
Yes,
then.
Ma'am.
All right.
If you're talking about telling time, and it's not yet 5 o'clock, you can say it's 4:45, or you can say that something about 5 o'clock. How would you say that?
Near 5, or about 5, or 4:45, or
something till 5.
Whatever the.
Well, now, if you wanted to say specifically that it was, you know, a certain time, but you wanted to say it's something 5 o'clock.
Say a quarter of 5,
that's
or 5, or 4:45.
That's what I was getting at. That's fine. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? This particular one is sort of, maybe about this high in this
horse. Sawhorse.
Okay. And what about something that a person puts a piece of firewood in to saw? It's sort of X-shaped.
Yes, and that's what makes them so cotton picking mad. You see, I know about all these things, and the name won't come to me when you ask me.
Sure. Turn this back on. What about a saw rack or a saw buck or a wood rack or something? Does any of those
that expression, familiar? That's not the name. It would be used for it here. The one to come to use is a sawhorse.
Well, let's see here. What some of these other terms are. A fork or a jack or a trestle. No, that's familiar.
None of that's familiar.
Okay, well, let me put a little X by it, and then when I get through the others, we can come back. Maybe we'll have thought of it. What do you call something that a baby lies in when you want to take the baby for a ride? It has a hood over it, 4 wheels and a handle.
Carriage.
Okay.
Baby carriage.
And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say you were going to what the baby?
Go push the baby.
Okay, that's fine. If somebody cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it,
all right, honey.
You might say he went how across the field? What across the field?
Crosswise.
Okay. Now, would you ever use an expression like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Yes, ma'am.
And that would be if he was...
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how would you say it? Would you say catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
Catty-cornered. Okay.
I don't know how you spell it.